8b. Tips on prepositions. The same thing is expressed in different languages using different prepositions. For example, Amantu billah, I believed in Allah, or in Urdu we say I believe on Allah, my Allah par iman laya. For the same language, a preposition may or may not be required depending upon the verb. For example, I said to him, I told him. Sometimes a preposition may be there in Arabic but not in English. For example, yadkhuluna fi deenillah, yadkhuluna fi, they enter. You don't say enter in. Sometimes a preposition may not be there in Arabic but required in English. Astaghfirullah, I ask forgiveness of Allah. Warhamni, and have mercy on me. Change of preposition leads to change in the meanings. Just like we have in English, get in, get out. Similarly, in Arabic, salli means pray. Salli ala Muhammad, send peace on Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A preposition is followed by a noun. In general, a preposition is followed by a noun and the noun is given a double kasra or a single kasra. For example, fi kitabin or fil kitabi. Let's take four words, hadha, haulai, dhalika, ulaika. Hadha, this, haulai, these, dhalika, that, ulaika, those. Hadha, haulai, dhalika, ulaika. Hadha, haulai, dhalika, ulaika. Hadha, haulai, dhalika, ulaika. Hadha is for masculine. This, hadihi, for feminine. Hada Muslimun, hadihi Muslimatun. Dhalika, that, for masculine. Tilka, for feminine. Dhalika Muslim, tilka Muslimatun.